Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
John was telling me recently that he has noticed that amongst my friends, there are friendship rivalries. Like, people are rivaling for my attention. Or rivaling for a certain sort of a status in my life, which I thought was crazy, but then I was thinking, wait a minute, that's 100% true.
It's not crazy, it's 100%.
Yeah.
I've seen this bullshit in front of my eyes.
Now, and it's good that we're talking about it now because, I mean, one of the girls who's here is my nearest and dearest.
Unrivaled.
Is the one who is unrivaled by any means, but
everyone seen always trying to take you out.
Yeah, apparently, but I don't really worry about it.
Like, they're so beneath you.
Hey, you know you're number one.
Or untouchable. Just untouchable 100%.
Yeah. No, what I find is that I definitely see, and you know, with, you know, Fat Tony's close girlfriend, there definitely is a pecking order. but I don't know if it's just that I don't play in it, you know? And that's why I just, whatever. You know
what? Well, this is definitely what I've noticed. Like, with anyone who's actually noticed the pecking order just in general, I feel like you've noticed it because you've heard about it, not because you've had to experience it.
No.
Because you're above it completely.
Because
everyone knows they can't mess with you. But notice that everyone who thinks that they're, like, on top of their own little pecking order, they try to get in close with you.
No, that's true.
That's totally true.
But I have to say, I have seen the little rivalries between the
second tier.
The concubines.
Yeah.
The second and third wives.
Okay. I mean, it definitely happens. I mean,
so maybe it should be better for you to talk about.
Well, I mean, I can talk about it, I guess. But, you know, I want to know how it looks to you as the person in the middle.
Well, I guess to me, it's less of there being a rivalry in the beginning and more I'm trying to maintain a certain sort of rapport with certain types of people. And it just happens that certain type of people tend to interact.
Is it women?
Women, yeah.
Certain type of females.
Females and urban females.
Urban.
Certain type of urban females have worked toward, I mean, I don't know, it's less that I see them trying to rival each other, and I've seen more of them mentioning each other's names as people who aren't invited or people who they don't want to be around when they're around.
But you recognize the rivalry.
I mean, I recognized it like later on.
Is it humorous to you, or does it cause you tension?
Okay. Well, it's a little tense, but it's a little humorous. In the beginning, I was like, this is so crazy. But then around the time where John started mentioning it, I started thinking about the fact that, I think I'm the one who does this.
Well,
do you create it?
That's actually what I want to talk about.
I think I inadvertently created.
Like, do you talk about Queen Bee around the second tiers a lot? And like, she's so great.
Okay. Well, yes. I mean, I absolutely do. There's no question. But
do
I mean,
they hate
that me? No, they don't hate you. You're untouchable.
Okay.
Like,
no, it's not hate.
No,
wow.
No, please.
I want to talk.
No, please. Like, in this story,
I would say they don't hate her.
No, they don't hate her at all. They want you to be their friend. Like, they want you to get close. In this situation, we have had people like want to be or women,
that's
urban
you
women.
Get your friends close they
want
and your enemies.
They
close
want. They want some urban women have wanted to be like a third roommate for us.
Yes, I'm.
You know,
that situation.
They have wanted to get close when no one else can get close. They
sure.
wanted. They wanted to co-host
power,
parties.
Though. That's their power.
They wanted. To, no, I'm serious. Like
no,
this
true.
Is this has happened like over
just,
and over
like,
again.
State
with
for the record,
women.
That is me now.
We have an aspiring rival.
Now Fat Tony and Betsy are rivaling for her attention is basically what's
there's,
happening.
There's a potential
No, I don't want to be a Queen Bee. I just want to be Queen Bee's best friend. That's all. That's all.
Easy.
Done.
I'm Queen Bee's best friend. I win, bitch.
John, you think that they don't hate her, but there's definitely a rivalry.
This is my theory. My theory is that even though you are untouchable and that you are set apart and nobody's trying to
love
be
that.
With you, they are all jealous
yes,
and some other people.
For
they
her
have
spot.
To be. They have to be.
They're buying
on
for her
any
spot.
Level
mm-hmm.
because they're essentially waiting for you to slip.
Well,
you know.
I have to say that there are definitely certain people who have tried to talk ill of Betsy.
I'm familiar with
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I've experienced this firsthand the other day.
Oh, you did?
Right, the other day, I mean, weeks ago. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? Oh. Yeah.
But she knew that she could only go to a certain level, because otherwise it's like, all right, if you go past a certain point, if you go to a point of, like, disrespect and just, like, being ridiculous as opposed to being like, well, I just don't get along with her because I don't think she likes me. Then,
that is a very passive aggressive way to get your favor, to be in your favor. Oh, yeah, but, to be like, well, I think she likes me.
I think we should back it up. Yeah, I think we should back it up because she's a thing. I think we should analyze exactly how to create friend rivalries. Okay. That's what I want to know.
All right, let's talk about it.
Because here's the thing that I noticed that both you and you also do. I don't think you do it as much, but you guys both have this notorious also for sort of saying, like, this person's my best friend, this person's my best friend. You have 1,000 best friends.
Do I?
Well, verbally. I know how many there really are, but a lot. And then you are also notorious. I know. But you are notorious for saying, this is my really, really, really great
friend. My top five friends.
Always saying really, really, really
great
friend.
I have a very small group of really good friends. I talk about the same people over and over.
Right.
So it's not like I don't talk about 20 people and be like, you know, number 20 is like my really, really good friend. Like, I'm talking about the top,
the best way to create rivalry is to sort of specify your pecking order already. Like, you just tell them, like, this one's number 2, 3, 4, 5. I do this with girlfriends, and it works great. But in a friendship, I feel like what you guys do...
What do you mean you do it with girlfriends?
I'd be like, listen, this person's my best friend. You're never going to get closer to me than this girl.
Oh, you say that to them.
Yeah.
I don't say that amazing. To people. I just, like, in conversation, I'll be like, such. She's has like it been like a boyfriend really, sort of really
situation? Because I feel like with John, it's been a situation where there are girls who are like, okay, I'm with him, but there are other girls that I'm going to view as being closer to him.
Yeah.
But he's already said, like, you can't really... like, fight about this.
Right.
Like, I created this environment
that's
before you decided to join in the...
No, but that's the same thing, because, well, that's the strategy is sort of, like, to just consistently put somebody higher so they're always striving.
Do that.
Well, it sounds like you use that as a strategy in your dating relationships, and these guys use that strategy in their friend relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
And then how does that work for everybody?
I would just like to contest that I don't consciously do any of this. This is not like, I don't create friend relationships.
It's not about consciously doing it. It's about maintaining a certain sort of dynamic with a certain set of people.
You know, when I'm excited about somebody, I will be like, this is my new favorite person in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I'll say it to whoever I need to say it to.
I feel like you're trying to defend yourself in some way. You don't have to defend yourself. You're just fine. You're just fine.
It's not to create a friend rivalry. I feel like that's an inherent nature of people to be like all of a sudden jealous or like whatever.
You know what? I think something, John, that you said was that, you know, I tend to be like, oh, you're my favorite. You're my best. Mm-hmm. You're whatever. And so when they have started thinking of a friendship in terms of a hierarchy, like I am the best. Mm-hmm. Or I am his closest, or there's some sort of like a senior superlative or something. There's some sort of senior superlative added to so like all these people. Therefore, when they see someone else, they're like, "Well, I already know that I'm better in this way." But then they see that they're not actually better, and then they start fighting for a position they thought they already had.
So, as the person who is the target of like. Or you're the center of the rivalry?
Because he creates.
So what is your role in it? Like, what do you do? Do you try to assuage the other person or comfort them? Or, like, there's competition?
You know what the thing is? You say comfort or assuage. I don't think I ever do that.
Well, I would like to step in and say that here's what happens. I have observed you two in your natural environment.
That's the best.
Okay.
Yes,
what,
you have.
A lot of times what happens is that,
us two or us two?
You two.
Us two.
You two.
Okay.
And that, like, there's two ways to go about it when you're trying to establish a rapport. Either, like, the actual BFF will come in and just play it super cool, like, yo, we're not actually that close. Like, you know, nobody actually knows we're that close. That's kind of the closet best friendship. Nobody knows. But you guys don't do it that way. You guys do it the other way, where it's like, as soon as you come in the door, or you come in the door, and you guys, like, bang. And, like, everybody, it's very clear that, like, whatever connection you thought you had is now suddenly trumped. Suddenly trumped, like, right away. And I feel like what that does is automatically, like, I've seen you with other people who are, like, consider themselves very, very, like, close, and, like, you guys get along 100,000%.
But all of a sudden, they're
but
like,
then
what
you
the
come
hell?
In,
but they're not
and it's like,
they're not
yeah,
cousins.
Exactly. And I'm, you know, maybe, so I'm curious if that's just a matter of, like, that's just naturally you just do that. Or there are times when you know that, like,
I think it just speaks
to I'm coming to the situation, it's the two of them, I'm ready to show them up.
No, I think it's more organic than
it's a natural.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Because I definitely never think that, oh my gosh, so Betsy's gonna be in the room eventually. So I'm gonna make sure all these people feel really special so they can be torn down.
Right.
Because they think that they're closer than me. It's not like I don't like these people.
Oh, no.
Like, I really like them. Like, these people who are, like, rivals or whatever, there were quotes, air quotes involved. I don't know if you guys saw that. But it's not like I want them to think less of each other, you know, but
they just hold
when in terms, to, when compared Betsy. To people like, you know, Betsy, it's like...
They can't hold up.
Well, it's because... there was never a comparison.
Right, there's never.
But that exactly is why nobody really tries to mess with me.
Yeah.
Right?
Nobody's ever tried.
Well, maybe not towards
people try to be close to her. People try to be close to her.
People try to befriend me.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason why people try to befriend me. I don't think it's out of the goodness of their heart.
Because they'll lose if they tried to fight.
That's the only strategy. It's the only strategy that will work.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's how they'll find out her weaknesses.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, so I would like to hear your story about the most successful person that has done that.
Well, there's actually one.
Yeah.
Who played her cards really, really well.
The third roommate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, her definite... I feel like she's a very smart woman, just in general.
Yeah.
And I think that she recognized right away that the way to get in with, you know, Fat Tony was to befriend me. And that's a smart thing to do. Because I have a lot of leverage. And so she wants to work her angles, she should come through me. It's just a smart person would think that. And she just did everything right, you know. She was, and it wasn't anything that was very, what do you call it? Like, you know, sycophantish, you know, she wasn't
trying to, like, you know, placate in any sort of fake
way.
Not
at all. She was actually very real about it, you know, and because I don't really respond well to people who are fake. Yeah. So she came very real and very honest and very, and it worked for me and I still like her very much.
Yeah.
And, that was probably I would say the reason that was so smart is because if she ever had an altercation with another girl
and it has happened. Yeah.
She would probably get my favor.
Yeah. This actually happened. Betsy and I were having a party actually once, and one of Betsy's coworkers tried to, like, change the music. This is, like, a very minor example.
That's very minor.
Tried to change the music or something. And then, like, this girl was like, no, like, we got to do this. And the girl who changed the music was like, oh, no, I'm close with Betsy. And,
and I overheard her.
Yeah.
And
then this girl was like, in my friend's favor.
Yeah. So that worked out for her. It worked. It worked for her. But I also think that, like, if, you know, because I'm thinking more towards, you know, the other rivals.
Yeah.
So if the other rivals had an altercation with her, and I can't think of an example where it's happened.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it did.
No, because I feel like she worked so politically correctly.
She worked politically with everybody. Like I said, she's a smart woman.
If she knew who not to compete with in order to always be the winner.
Right. But if there was something that, like, I stepped into, I would always go with her favorite because of that, which is interesting.
Except if she and I had an altercation.
Then I'm on your side.
Well,
that's just how it is.
It is what it is. It's unavoidable, I guess.
Cousins, whatever.
Can I bring this back to the queen bee here, Betsy?
Yeah.
So have any of these friend rivalries been, are these people that you bring to the group, or are any of them people that you've introduced to him and then they try to...
No, they're all his.
Okay. They're all me.
This is not a case of friend poaching.
No, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Whenever Bess and Fat Tony, like, are in a situation, I feel like just, it's us.
It's understood.
And then it's everybody else.
It's understood.
Okay.
Is it even possible to have male friendship rivalries? No, right? Because males don't compete in...
Gay male friendship rivalries, absolutely. Too. 100%.
Well, straight men. You don't think that it's possible with straight men?
No, because straight men get along. Like, they're I feel personally that straight men are inclined to try to get along.
And straight men,
I just don't think they care to vie to be number one.
Yeah.
I don't think they care.
I mean, I feel like they might or whatever, but I don't think they vie so aggressively in minor situations, in minor social situations, because they're never actually sure of, like, where they actually lie. Because they know what they're, like, all about in that position.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Is there something to be said
about a sense of self-confidence, a sense of drawing from within here, and the people who are not, who don't get themselves involved in the rivalries are people who are just either sure of themselves, and they know that, like, they know where they stand, and so they
don't need to worry. I don't think I've ever been in a rivalry.
There you go.
Whoa, do you think I've ever been in a rivalry?
So, wait.
Like,
repeat
like
your theory
you're
real quick.
For
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Repeat
what
your
I'm
theory.
Saying, and I...
Self-confidence.
I thought about it when you talked about men, I guess. And it's not necessarily limited to men at all.
I feel like you know the game that I'm talking about in this sort of circumstance.
Well, I don't consider... I guess what I'm saying is that there are some people that are just not even interested in the game to the extent that they feel like they know who they are, they know who their friends are, and they don't need to worry about 1, 2, 3, 4.
So not necessarily like a categorization, it's just the people involved.
I just don't, I mean, I think that confidence has a lot to do with it, but I don't think it's a whole thing. I think some of it is like a control issue.
And also maybe it's about the person that the rivalries are going around, or whatever. I mean, I feel like in this case it's not like about me. I feel like it could be about you as well. You know, it could be about any of us.
I just don't. I feel
because
like with all the friend dramas I've had, like growing up, and like we're groups of girls and guys together. Like the guys are usually like, who cares? Like why are you like what? Why is this big deal? Like you know you're friends with her. Like that's
but it. I think the thing with guy friends is that it's very clear in guy friendships who's closer than who.
Oh,
why?
Like,
why is it so easy?
I don't know. Like it's like with my guy friends and like other guy friends
not,
that
but,
I can analyze. Like you just know.
Yeah,
these two are best friends. These two
no,
best
but
friends.
Although, it can be clear
although,
with girls too.
Although,
it's just the other girl won't accept
if
it.
That changes, it'll change like
to,
years later.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it's a matter of clarity. Like somebody could be like, they know that Betsy and I are like best buds, and it's totally clear. But another girl will be like, no, I'm going to try to weasel my way in.
Wedge my way in
there.
Yeah,
it's clear that we're like BFFs and nothing's going to tear us apart, but it's a control, it's power issue.
Or is that the female thing of trying to change other people?
Yeah, because I think...
trying to change the situation.
I definitely think that...
Women a lot of times things they have like control over.
Like with Betsy and I mean, I really we're untouchable. I mean, even... She's married, you know what I mean? I'm boys with her husband. Like, so it's not like anything can wedge between her and I... Even her husband, because her husband is awesome. You know,
he's
but,
like, oh,
no, but I feel
he's
like...
He's also a guy. He's
yeah,
like,
exactly. No,
yeah.
But I'm thanks. Saying, like, then you have that entire group of girlfriends.
How would
you
be if your husband had a female friend that he was, like, super
Excellent question.
And he...
And he has some
He does.
Women friends.
No, but I'm thinking in terms of,
like you
the
like,
girls that you're
yeah.
close with, and how it's not like you've had the same position with all these girls. I feel like people have taken sides at points and whatever.
Sure.
Like it's,
I think it's an issue of feeling threatened, too. Like
yeah.
Your husband may not feel threatened by...
Well,
a,
right, you're married.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, what are you worried
about? No, that has nothing to do with being married.
I deduced that.
Guys,
there is no threat.
People feel threatened all the time, despite being married. But, like, would you feel threatened if your husband had somebody who he was, like... Like, super tight with who was a female. Like, is it a female-male thing?
I don't think it's a female-male thing. I think it has something to do
with
how much the other party tries. I think that, you know, my husband has female friends. Probably none to the closeness that, you know, Fatoni and I are. Like, none to the same history, level of history, whatever. But the ones that I get along with are the ones that are... make an effort with me. So it's about, and if you're gonna have a friend who's especially of the opposite sex, it's like, or even the same sex, if I have a girlfriend, I'm gonna be make an effort to be friends with the person that she's dating.
Yeah, and I definitely make an effort with your husband.
How do you feel
sure
when they make no effort? The female friend.
I don't like
your
them.
Husband. Yeah. Like if they just make no effort, you're like, I don't like you.
Yeah,
right? Like they have to make an
effort. You have to make an effort. It's
to.
A must. It's just
a must.
It's a must. It's just basic respect.
That's just respect,
yeah.
That's just respect.
Well, the thing with friend rivalry that I'm really curious about is sort of how to create them, sustain them, and also grow them.
Okay.
Because...
So, okay.
And here,
so
I thought you just wanted to quell them and make everybody happy.
No.
No.
So,
no,
wait, create, sustain, and grow. So... Oh, go ahead.
Well, because what I'm saying is that there's actually a lot of... There's so much of it, the dynamic, that is tied into, like, you know, the insecurity, securities, like, whatever. And I think what is fascinating about your particular friend rivalry is that... There's really no rivalry, you know. There's as you've said before, no one's actually trying to compete with you because they've already classed themselves out of that. Yet they keep on fighting, you know, underneath.
Yeah.
Number two.
Which I find is fascinating.
By
Everyone wants to be the underdog.
Who's fighting for number two? I'm like,
I would never fight for number two.
Yeah, like, why would you?
Neither would I.
No,
I would absolutely
never.
That's we would never fight for number two.
I'll tell you why.
I would
brilliant.
Never. I'm
it's
like,
brilliant.
I'm not fighting
it's
for number
brilliant.
Two.
It's brilliant because they know they can't achieve number one, so they're fighting to be
yeah.
an understudy.
It's not brilliant.
But
it
no, but
brilliant.
It's a waste of time.
No,
would you ever want to be an understudy?
It's not.
I'm not going to be number two.
Neither
would I. Personally, no. But these other fools.
Any of us.
But these other fools want to be her understudy because one day they realize that, you know, something might happen, and then they're just in prime position to, like, sidle right in into her spot. So if you can't be number one, you want to be the understudy.
You know, in my head, I definitely feel like some of her, like, closest female friends are my understudy. I'm just a dude. So they feel like they're the number one girl.
Oh, I see.
Number one. I'll tell you the perfect way to create a friend rivalry is you are friends with somebody. And you are like, super,
totally right too.
You become super close with that person, like Fat Tony and Betsy become really close friends, whatever. There's no talk of other people, whatever. Betsy starts thinking like, oh, I'm Tony's best friend, like he loves me, we're gonna be like great friends, whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Fat Tony starts talking about like, I have three best friends, and my three best friends are A, B, and C.
Oh,
and she's like,
but the thing is, oh, here's something actually to Betsy. I never say that. Oh, this is my best friend. When have I ever said that someone else is my best friend?
No, because
to
she's
you?
Legitimate. You're legitimately
right.
your best friend.
No,
but
that's true.
I never said that
after a lot of years.
Well, yeah, but that's when all this has happened.
When did you guys recognize?
Great question.
Vocally?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
I don't know either.
Nothing.
It's we were
yeah,
friends too long ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like when we first met, we were barely friends.
Barely
yeah.
friends.
We were barely friends. We knew of each other.
It was definitely in New York versus.
Yeah, because even though we ran together for like miles and miles and miles.
That's how
we
became
close.
That's how we
I feel
got
like
close.
we were like close in like
living
in a family
together.
Way. You know what I mean?
Coming to New York, living together in New York in our early
and then and then being on each other's side all
yeah.
the time.
Well, what I mean is to create a friendship rivalry. All right, let's not take you two because you guys are best friends. Let's say you guys are best friends and Mary is in the picture. And you and Mary, Fat Tony and Mary.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fat Tony and Mary are becoming really good friends.
Betsy, you know who Mary is.
Fat
Tony needs to not mention Betsy's name at all for like the first few months of their friendship, right? So that Mary
sometimes,
thinks. So that
sometimes
Mary
I
thinks
do,
she's
oh my god,
it.
That's the thing. Sometimes I do in order to make sure that she knows her role.
No, but this is the way to create the rivalry. Is like Mary needs to think
oh,
that there's
god.
Nobody else, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue,
yeah.
you introduce Betsy into
that's,
the picture,
that
and
might
that's
be,
where the rivalry comes. I thought I was your best friend.
A little bit of misdirection.
Who? Yeah,
misdirection.
You have to complete
there is misdirection. There is misdirection.
You don't introduce her right away as your best friend because then she knows from the get-go.
But again, she was never the one who was in competition. You know.
No, but to Mary,
it would have been Jeanette. It would have been Mary and Jeanette.
Okay.
In this situation.
Whatever it is. But you don't introduce the competition early on.
Yeah.
You have to let them think that they're
yeah.
number one and then
it's
introduce the real
yeah.
number one.
Yeah.
That's how it
strategy.
Is.
Yeah, so what are the learnings?
Well, what I'm learning here is that even if you don't have a best friend, the best thing to do is pretend you do and you will have a whole army of people who will be trying to be your best friend, irrespective of if you actually have a best friend.
Fantastic.
Which is what I've observed you have done. Which is great.
I feel like you don't introduce the best friends until you misguide them a little into letting them think that they're actually number one and then being like, actually, no, this is my number one.
Yeah, it might
like,
take
what?
A little bit more thought. It might take a sequel. It might take a sequel to really
yeah.
come to
yeah.
terms with this. There's no question.
Perfect. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Come again.
Podcast.
Just two of you.
Yeah, this is fun. We should do this again.
Goodbye now.